From Spark and Anvil and ChemQuest, this is Sharer, in Chapter 1 of the ChemQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Sharer wasn't an animal. Sharer wasn't a person with a face. Sharer was just a shape, a very special shape. It was two small circles painted bright. They overlapped a little bit. In that overlap zone, tiny bright dots floated. Those dots were shared electrons. They moved between the two atom positions. That was the whole figure. No face, no personality, just the energy shape of shared electrons. This shape was super important. Sharer showed everyone the covalent bond. What is a covalent bond? Imagine two atoms. Each atom gives one electron. They put these electrons into a shared pair. This pair sits right in the middle. It's in the overlap zone of their outer shells. Both atoms can reach these electrons. Neither atom takes the electron. They both share it. This shared electron pair holds the two atoms together. That's the covalent bond.
Most molecules use covalent bonds. Think about water, H2O. It has two HO covalent bonds. Methane, CH4, has four CH covalent bonds. Ammonia, NH3, has three NH covalent bonds. Even the air we breathe has them. Molecular oxygen, O2, has one O equals O, double covalent bond. Molecular nitrogen, N2, has one N triple bond, triple covalent bond. Most things inside living creatures are like this. Proteins, sugars, fats, DNA. They are mostly held together by covalent bonds. Covalent bonds come in different strengths. They can be single, that means one shared pair. They can be double, that means two shared pairs. Or they can be triple, that means three shared pairs. The more pairs shared, the stronger the bond. The atoms also get closer together. Triple bonds are the strongest covalent bonds. Nitrous N2 atmospheric pair is a good example. Sometimes atoms share perfectly. This happens when both atoms pull equally, like HH in hydrogen gas, or CC in a diamond. They share the electrons 50-50. These are equal covalent bonds.
Other times, the sharing isn't quite fair. One atom pulls harder. This happens when one atom is more electronegative. Take water, OH. Oxygen pulls the electron pair closer to itself. So the hydrogen atom ends up a little bit positive. The oxygen atom ends up a little bit negative. This unequal sharing makes water polar. It means water has a slightly positive end and a slightly negative end. Beaker introduced Share to the class. "This is Share," he boomed. He held up the glowing shape. Share is the covalent bond. See? No face. Share is not a being. Share is a force. It's the force between atoms, atoms that share electrons. Look at the overlapping circles. Two atoms, one shared pair. That's the whole figure. The force is the figure. In ChemQuest classrooms, Share often appeared. It would pop up next to cast members. They would be forming covalent bonds. Most often, Hydra and Oxy would stand together. Share would appear between them. This showed how water, H2O, was made. Or Carbo and Hydra would join up. Share would show the methane, CH4, bond. Sometimes Carbo would link with another Carbo. Share would show a carbon chain.
Beaker always made sure to explain the difference. Tugger is full transfer, he'd say. That's an ionic bond. Sharer is a shared pair. That's a covalent bond. Both are bonds, but they are different kinds of forces.
Sharer's lessons were important. Beaker taught them for Sharer. A covalent bond means shared electrons. They sit in overlapping spaces. It's not about taking, it's about sharing. Bonds can be single, double, or triple. One, two, or three shared pairs. More pairs mean a stronger bond. The atoms are also closer. Sharing can be equal or unequal. Equal sharing is like HH or CC. The atoms pull the same.
Unequal sharing is like OH or NH. One atom pulls harder. This makes polar covalent bonds. Polar covalent bonds are still sharing, but the sharing is uneven. Polar bonds make polar molecules. Water is a polar molecule. It acts differently from nonpolar molecules. Methane is nonpolar. Most living things are made of covalent bonds. Proteins, fats, sugars, DNA, they all use covalent bonds. Some have polar covalent bonds too. These help them do their jobs. Covalent compounds are usually molecules. They are separate little groups. They don't form big lattices. They often have lower melting points. They usually don't conduct electricity. Remember the big rule, shared, not transferred. For covalent bonds, both atoms hold the electrons. For ionic bonds, Tugger's job, one atom takes them all. This difference is key. Beaker often pointed to Scherer. Scherer has no face, he said. That's the lesson. The shared bond is a force. It's not a person.
Sometimes students would ask, are covalent bonds hard to understand? Beaker would smile. He spoke for Scherer. Not hard at all, he'd say. It's a shared pair. Both atoms hold the electrons. Single, double, triple sharing all happen. Scherer is the force, not the figure. The overlapping circle shape always caught the light, and it seemed to shimmer. Beaker looked at it and felt a quiet warmth, because that gentle glow, he liked to say, was what fairness looked like. Two holding on together, both glad, neither one left out.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Scherer. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.